Welcome to Ordinary to Badass, episode number 368. In this episode, you're going to hear why Jen Schweitzer is so badass. Jen was a social worker turned coach, and we talked all of these things about like time management, productivity, burnout, all the things. It was super helpful. Now, I'll tell you, I kind of mentioned this last episode, but it was so timely for me because I am in the midst of some of it, right? And I think one of the things that gets me is when you compare, like I get don't compare yourself to others, but sometimes it's hard when you're comparing yourself to how you used to be. And it's like, I'm not getting as much done as I used to, right? But you know what? There's a different season for everything. I don't know all the answers, but I know that some of the things she talked about, like a 20-minute cluster buster and just going all in for 20 minutes, and finding like the easy tasks you can get done really quick that give you some motivation, I'm going to implement those. I'm going to try those things out because I don't know it all. And just like you, I'm still trying to figure some of this out, right? And even if you're struggling to be productive, even if you feel like you're burnt out, that doesn't make you any less of a badass. And I just want you to remember that. You're still a badass, even if you aren't getting as much done as you did a year ago. Or if things aren't going your way, that doesn't make you any less of a badass. I just wanted you to be reassured about that today. And today we're just going to talk about three reasons why Jen Schweitzer is so badass. So make sure, go back and listen to the last episode. But if you're hard on time or short on time and you just want to get the nitty gritty, this episode is for you. All right, let's get to it.
Be confident. Be bold, be authentic, but don't forget to take action. This is Ordinary to Badass, where our stories empower women to step into the spotlight of their own lives and pursue what they're truly passionate about. It's time to step into the arena and become more than just extraordinary. It's time to become a badass with your host, Marie Sonneman.
Welcome to Ordinary to Badass. Whether you're ordinary or badass, I am so glad you're here. Today, I'm going to share three reasons why Jen Schweitzer is so badass. Now, let's just dive right in. The first reason why Jen Schweitzer is so badass is because she's selfish. Yes, I heard that right. Oh, to be yours. Take it from Jen. Be a little bit more selfish. Now, Jen, she said, you know what? You need to give to yourself. You need to do things for yourself. Nourish yourself so that you can give to other people. It's so easy, especially as women, we give, 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 and forget to fill our tank up first, right? And especially if you have kids, you're doing all the things for your kids, running around, but you're not remembering to do things for yourself. A lot of us aren't, right? A lot of women forget to do things for themselves. So take some time. Be selfish. Jen said, carve 15 minutes a day or carve 15 minutes out a day and do something for yourself that brings you joy. So I don't know about you, but that can be hard. It can be hard. Like, what brings me joy? And sit down, think about it. Maybe the first day you take that 15 minutes and just think about the things that bring you joy, because we get so out of touch with these things and we stop doing them. And so then that's huge. That has an effect, right? And if unless you're intentional about it, this is what I found. Unless you're intentional about seeking that joy, it will pass you by. So an example for me is like dance parties. Dance parties are so much fun. I suck at dancing. I suck at singing. Let's make that clear right off the bat. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't lift my energy, that it's not a good thing, right? So I used to just do dance parties with like my nephews, but then why? Why can't I just do it by myself in the sanctuary of my house, right? Because it makes me happy. It lights me up. So make an excuse to do things. It doesn't have to be reliant on other people. So take it from Jen, be selfish, find the time in your day. I would say get out that phone and put a reminder on your phone. What time are you available most days? And now my dog is barking in the background. What time are you available most days? Put that in your phone and schedule it in. Put a little reminder that says dance party or bath or whatever your thing is. Get a cup of wine, a cup of hot chocolate, whatever your thing is. Put that in your phone and set a reminder. Your joy, that is up to you. Whether you experience joy or not in your life is totally up to you. And I really do think that you have to be intentional if you want to make it happen. And I guarantee that even if you don't have 15 minutes, you have 5 minutes. And actually, in the episode, Jen even talked about time management, right? And like noticing what time you're spending on what things. So often we think, I don't have time, and we say that, but then we find out when we dig a little bit deeper, oh, there actually is time. It's just what you're spending your time on. And this isn't like a beat yourself up kind of thing, like, oh my gosh, I watched TV for 2 hours yesterday. It's not a beat yourself up, it's just noticing. Okay, this is what I did. Is it getting me the result that I want? Like, be more like an investigator and just investigate it and look at the evidence, but don't beat yourself up because that gets rid of the whole point, right? The whole point is to give yourself grace, to love on yourself, to be a little bit selfish so you can do something for yourself. So just investigate it, look into it, be curious, ask yourself questions. Okay. Number two, the second reason why Jen Schweitzer is so badass is because of her nourishment menu. I absolutely love this idea, and this actually could help with number one. Maybe I should have flipped the order. To create a nourishment menu, which is a list of activities that bring joy and energy, and they help you to combat stress and overwhelm. How important is that? So, like, when I was stressed out beyond belief, I started running. And I had never really been a runner. But you know what? That running ended up being a nourishment thing because that's the only thing I could do to really combat stress. So, guess what? If I had to create a list of activities, then I would put running. What is it in your life that brings you nourishment, brings you joy, lights you up, create a list of those activities? Is it being outdoors? Then write that down, like being in nature. Is it being around family, being around friends? What are the like coloring, drawing? Maybe it's things you used to do as a child that you stopped doing just because you thought you were too old or you have to be so mature now, so mature and distinguished. I don't know why we get that idea. Like, oh, we got to grow up and we can't do anything fun anymore. If you have kids, would you want your kids to do that? Would you want them to leave behind joy and excitement and nourishment and all of these cool things that light them up just because they're older? Probably not. You'd probably want them to continue to do the things that really make them happy. So if you would recommend it for somebody else, if you would tell other people they need to take time for themselves, they need to have activities that make them happy. And you know what? Jen even talked about going to the gym. Like she makes herself go to the gym, even when it's hard and she feels guilty leaving her little ones behind with her husband. But she's like, you know what? I know this is going to make me better. It's going to make her a better mom. It's going to make her a better wife. It's going to rejuvenate her, fill her up. And so sometimes, even though things are really stinking hard, we still have to do them. We still have to do things to take care of ourselves, even though it feels like we should be taking care of everybody else. Sometimes I was reading Lean In with Sheryl Sandberg, and she was like, yeah, the thing that shocked me is that I can't trust my thoughts. Because, you know, when it came to going to a promotion or something, she would think she was not ready. So she came to realize she can't trust her thoughts. And I'm starting to realize this more and more because just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Just because you think you're not doing enough for the people you love doesn't mean it's true. Just because you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't take time for myself. Oh, this is so selfish. No, be selfish. Do the thing for yourself. It's that thing that makes you feel good and energizes you and makes you a better mom. Words are hard, not marm. Makes you a better mom, makes you a better partner. But you got to do it. And you got to learn to check that voice. Be like, no, that's not true. This is actually going to help me. Because every thought you think is not true. Focus on nourishing yourself and coming up with that nourishment menu, because that will help you in the long run. Again, like I said for the first one, set a reminder. Set something on your phone when you can do these things. Otherwise, if you're anything like me, you'll come up with an excuse not to do it, or you'll forget, or you'll be like, oh, too busy, can't do it. But if you prioritize it and you're like, this is number one, this is what I am going to focus on. And really, self-care, that should be number one. You would tell your best friend that. Like, take care of yourself. Yes, you need this. You deserve this. Well, guess what? It's time to be your own cheerleader, to tell yourself that you need this, that you deserve this. Okay, the third reason why Jen Schweitzer is so badass is for how she handled hardship. Now, Jen, she had to deal with burnout herself. Stressed, overwhelmed, didn't know what to do, and she said she didn't even realize like all the signs and symptoms of it until she was in the middle of it. So here is my favorite thing. What I absolutely love is that she went through this hard time. She went through this sucky thing, and it's hard and it does not feel good, right? It's crap, complete crap. And then here she is now, helping other people, helping people get through the same thing that she went through and progress along so that they can avoid burnout. Maybe they don't even have to get to that point. But when they're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, they can go to her and she can help them get to the next stage or like progress without having to go all the way to the other end, like total burnout, wipeout, can't do anything, right? The goal is not to get there. But I love it that she didn't just let this bury her. She didn't let it take her down. She could have said, okay, here's the thing. I am a complete failure. How the heck did I let myself go through burnout? How I'm so stupid, you know, all the things, saying all the bad things to herself about how she shouldn't have let this happen. But no, she didn't. And maybe she did at one point. I don't know. But she got over it, right? She got over the hump. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we can't do it ourselves. We need to hire a coach like Jen or go to a therapist or get somebody in our life who can help us because we can't always connect the dots. We can't always see it for herself. Or maybe it's a medical thing, right? And we need medical help. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to get help. And so I don't care. You don't have to have a hardship and the next day be like, oh, I'm cured. Let me help everybody. No, it's a process, right? And you also don't have to start a business, but you can help other people who are going through the same thing that you are or the same thing that you went through. And it's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to share our stories. It's hard to, you know, just step out of our comfort zone. But there is so much goodness in it. And there's so much, sometimes you can meet your best of friends simply because you are vulnerable. Or once, have you ever shared something that you felt like, oh, it was so hard to share and you felt so crappy about it? And then once you shared it, somebody's like, oh, me too. You're like, what? Because it feels like we're on an island of our own until you share with somebody else. And then you realize, like, snaps, it's not just me. They've been going through this too. And so then that builds connection and that builds trust and can deepen your relationship. So don't be afraid. Safe in a safe place, right? Or maybe once you're a little bit removed from it, like let the wound heal a little bit, just kind of depending on the relationship. That if it's a really close friend and they're going to support you, then sure, tell them. But, you know, otherwise, wait till the wound heals, maybe till you tell strangers. But sometimes we have to be vulnerable. Sometimes we have to share. And also, here's the thing, there's now we don't have to like meet up, right? I think there's even a meetup.com. Where you can meet people going through similar things that you are, or that want to go on a hike if you like outdoors, or want to go to maybe people with anorexia. I'm just coming up with that for an example. Anything in life, there's groups for it. But now you don't even have to go in person. Facebook, there's so many Facebook groups. So you could find a Facebook group for people struggling with the same thing you are. So if you're struggling with productivity, there's probably a Facebook group. Whatever you're struggling with, chances are there's a group of other women who are struggling with the same thing you are. Guess it doesn't have to be just women, group of other people. But you can find the support. And then in those safe spaces, then maybe you can share your story or particular things, or you find like, oh, wait, they said that. I went through that same thing. But you just have to do a little bit of digging. You have to do a little bit of research. Find where those groups are, where your people are. And it can be so rewarding. Okay, quick recap. Three reasons why Jen Schweitzer is so badass. Number one, Jen's so badass for being selfish. Number two is for her nourishment menu. And number three is for how she handled hardship. Okay, if Jen made an impact on you, make sure reach out. You can find her at kindfulness underscore coaching on Instagram. Reach out, let her know the impact that she had on you in your life, because those small things, like, they really matter and they really have an impact. She was brave enough to share her story. Reach out, let her know if something resonated with you or if you implemented something that she taught. That's awesome. Let us know. And of course, tag me at Ordinary to Badass. Throw this in your stories. Let me know what the impact was. Okay. And to all the badass women out there staying in the arena, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, own it and get after it.
Now that you've listened to this episode of Ordinary to Badass, we want to hear from you. Go to our website, ordinarytobadass.com/podcast, and submit your own experience on how you took your life from ordinary to badass and get the chance to be on a future spotlight episode of the show. That's ordinarytobadass.com/podcast. While you're waiting for the next episode of the show, wipe off the sweat, dust off the dirt, and get back in the arena.